You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
The hot topic these days is all about stress. What is it? How can it cause all these diseases? And how do we get rid of it? We're all suffering from this, and we want to share this more information with stress management consultant Mary Heath, who will share her story and how she's been able to help hundreds of people all around the world to overcome stress, anxiety, and depression. Welcome, Mary, and please share with us your story and a bit about what you've been doing.
Hello, Suzanne. Thank you for inviting me to your show. I started off teaching yoga and became interested in stress, and so trained in stress management, and then counseling, life coaching, and one or two complementary therapies. I started working in a small psychiatric hospital, the Priory Group. And then I started to work for the National Health Service in the UK in community mental health. So I've helped by teaching and counseling and delivering courses and workshops on stress and anxiety and depression. And now it's all in a book, so that everyone, hopefully all around the world, will be able to read that book and benefit from what's inside it.
What I understand is that you've been working in stress area for over 30 years, isn't that, Mary?
Yes, almost 30 years, yes.
Yeah. And did you deal with stress yourself, any anxiety and depression?
Yes, I did, unfortunately. I had two children, both of which I had postnatal depression afterwards. They were both quite severe, and so I took up yoga, which helped a great deal, but the postnatal depression also gave me anxiety and stress. I had a lot of stress in my life with relationships, bereavements, illnesses, financial problems, just like a lot of other people, I expect.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone deals with stress, and I talk a lot about it because it has its hold on every diseases out there, whether it's a physical disease or emotional disease, you know, heart disease, diabetes, every one of us deals with stress. So tell us a little bit more about your book.
The book is called Get Your Life Back, and it's a 12-week journey to overcome stress, anxiety, and depression. It's set out as 12 weeks, like a course, really, because I found that the average time that my patients recovered was around the 12 weeks, sometimes more, sometimes less. So each day you are given some advice or an exercise to do or a relaxation or a breath control exercise. I use cognitive behavioral therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, goal setting and achieving, and general yogic philosophy such as living today, living for one day at a time, living in the moment. And so as the reader works through the book systematically, one day at a time, it is progressive, and they will find themselves hopefully getting better and better.
So this is not a book that you want to like skim around all over the place. You really need to do it one that each week, or I'd say your lessons one by one, and it's cumulative. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. However, despite that being the best way to work through it, you can dip into it at any time and, you know, see what's there on that page and do the exercise on that page. But it is meant to be a journey, a program, if you like.
Now, tell us what some of your case studies have shown by using this 12-week program.
I always do an assessment, whether it's on a one-to-one basis or in a group. And so I get to know how high the stress levels are or how deeply depressed they are. And so I tailor the course or the sessions, particularly to their own individual needs. And so I will give them what I think will help them best of all. And so gradually over a period of time, sometimes it's just a short period of time, they begin to understand themselves. I teach them what stress is, how it affects them, what anxiety is, and so on. And once they grasp the understanding and then understand the skills and tools and techniques I'm teaching them, they gradually reduce their stress levels, again using an assessment tool. They become less anxious, and at the end of the course, very often they are recovered, and the success rate was excellent.
I know that with anxiety and depression, as you help with the different types of stress, and you talked about a couple of techniques that I'm really interested in, and one is linguistic programming. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, it's a series of sort of behavioral exercises that help the patient or the client to think about things in a different way and approach their issues, whatever they are, in a more healthy and positive way. It also helps to work on the negative beliefs or the limiting beliefs that are ruling their lives. It helps them to formulate a new and better belief by practicing the exercises that I teach them, and some of them are indeed in the book.
Can you give us at least, you know, an example? For instance, let's say that I have a fear of heights, right? And that's an anxiety-ridden paranoia, let's say. What is it that linguistic programming can do? What do you ask the client or patient to do if I had a fear of heights?
There are several things that I would do. I'm just trying to pick out one that is easy to explain in words. Creative visualization is used quite a lot. And so I would perhaps get them to relax, first of all. I would take them through a deep relaxation process. And then I would ask them to imagine that there is a screen in front of them, and they can see themselves acting out the fear, the phobia, whatever it is that they are afraid of. And they watch the screen. They're seeing themselves with the anxiety, with the fear. And then I ask them to, you know, to come back into reality. And then I ask them to change their behavior as they see themselves on the screen acting out the fear. And I get them to relax more. I get them to maybe state some positive affirmations like, I can do this, I'm now calm and in control. And then I get them to imagine acting their new behavior out on the screen, whereby they stand on a high mountain or whatever, or top of a ladder, and see themselves being absolutely in control and very relaxed.
The reason why I wanted you to go through this step by step, Mary, is because I actually myself have used linguistic programming, and I
okay.
think it's very powerful. But I really wanted to have you share it so that we can learn more from how you deliver your message. Mary, that was awesome. There's so much to do. There's another segment coming up with you, so don't go away. But thank you again, Mary. For more information, please go to maryheath.co.uk. She's from the UK, so again, maryheath.co.uk. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.